You're listening to the audio production of Cast of Characters, Common People in the Hands of an Uncommon God by Max Licato, published by Thomas Nelson and read by Roger Mueller.
Introduction. Sitting at the sidewalk cafe table next to yours is a young man, 20-ish, dark hair. His dress suggests working class. Sinewy muscles and sun skin imply outdoor work. Lawn maintenance? Carpentry. You don't mean to stare, but he has a different look to him. His complexion and facial features tag him as foreign. You don't mean to stare, but before you can stop, he notices and smiles. I'm Hebrew. Sorry? You're not the first to wonder about me. I'm Hebrew. Only been in Egypt a couple of years. You shift your chair in his direction and lean forward. What brought you here? Might I give the short version? You nod, and he begins. Well, my father tricked my uncle out of his inheritance. Of course, Grandma wanted my father to swindle my uncle. She was the brains behind the ploy. Uncle Esau, so angry at being suckered, decided to kill my father. Dad escaped with a shirt on his back and his head on his shoulders, and was happy to have that. He found refuge in my great-uncle's family. Perhaps you've heard of Laban. Of course you haven't. No reason you would have, except that he had a good spread of livestock back where I came from. Anyway, Dad fell in love with one of his daughters and, by accident, married a different one. Laban tricked the trickster. Seems my aunt was too homey-looking to land a man, so Laban landed one for her. Dad eventually married Mom. She was his favorite, you know. But she was slow to get pregnant, so he had a clan of kids with other women, one of whom was my mother's sister. The homey-looking one? By the time I came along, the house was swarming with children. But I was his favorite. He gave me gifts and attention that the others never received. Left them jealous as hornets. They sold me to slave traders, and I ended up here in Egypt. Dad must think I'm dead. But I'm not. I am hungry, however. Plan on finishing that hummus? You hand him your plate and stare as he spoons it clean, and wonder what kind of story this might be. Scoundrels scamming deceivers. Cheats misleading two-timers. What kind of people are these? Exactly the kind who comprise God's cast of characters. Joseph and his family are just a few of the hoi polloi and ne'er-do-wells whose stories form the stuff of Scripture. Jacob hijacking Esau at the behest of their mother, Rebekah. Uncle Laban pulling a honeymoon switcheroo.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?